Hensley's evidence will attack part of Becker's story. The Atlanta Constitution, Sunday, the 22nd of March, 1914, page 1, column 1. Former employee of National Pencil Factory holds conference with solicitor Hugh Dorsey. Reuben Arnold, home from New York trip. Burns and Leonard J. Haas are planning to leave for Gotham Monday. Lehan takes charge here. Evidence declared to refute certain portions of the story of H.F. Becker, the ex-pencil factory employee who comes to the defense of Leo M. Frank, has been turned over to solicitor Hugh Dorsey by Sam Henley, a former attached to the pencil plant who lives at 368 Whitehall Street. The evidence is in the form of a document said to be a contract that was made during Becker's connection with the National Pencil Company. Neither the solicitor nor Henley will discuss it. Henley and Becker were employed at the pencil factory at the same time. The former is a nickel plater and was attached to the tipping department of the pencil plant. He worked side by side with Mary Fagan, he stated, and knew her intimately. He stated he was also intimate with Becker, Henley, in Cincinnati. He and Becker, it is said, left the employ of the pencil factory about the same time. Henley has been in Cincinnati for a considerable while since. He is now located at the Whitehall Street address. He is a large-sized man, middle-aged and slightly bald. Henley visited Solicitor Dorsey late Friday afternoon and held a long conference with him in his offices in the Kaiser Building. He would not discuss the document with reporters. It was put in Dorsey's hands. Whether or not Henley made a sworn statement was not stated. Dorsey declared that he had been given the contract, if such the new evidence be, but would not disclose its nature. That he considered it important was obvious. It had been put on file. Henley himself stated that the paper contradicted certain parts of Becker's story, but would go no further into details. Becker's association with the present status of the Frank case is undoubtedly the most interesting of recent developments. His name seems to be barely legibly inscribed in one of the murder notes which, he declares, was thrown with the rubbish into the basement when he left the pencil factory's employ. Will go to New York. It became known Saturday afternoon that Detective Burns and attorney Leonard J. Haas, an associate counsel for the defense, are planning to go to New York Monday morning on a new angle of the Frank investigation. They will also visit other cities. Neither would reveal, however, the nature of the phase that exists in the out-of-town points. Their journey will last 3 days or more, after which time they will both return to Atlanta. During the absence of the noted sleuth, the Atlanta end of the investigation will be commanded by Dan Lahan, superintendent of the Southern Division of the Burns Organization, who arrives in Atlanta this morning, owing to a delay which prevented his arrival Saturday. Guy Bittinger, assistant general manager of the entire Burns agency, and considered by Burns to be the best criminal investigator in the continent, is also expected to arrive either today or Monday. Bittinger was former sergeant of detectives of the Chicago Police Department, where he gained an international reputation. Burns treated lightly the scathing arraignment by attorney William M. Smith, counsel for Conley, published Saturday morning. He laughingly declared that Smith was mistaken in his allegation that Burns was a tango expert. Can trot, but not tango. I can't do that tango, he smiled. I can only turkey trot and not do that expertly. He stated to reporters that if he had continued on page 5, continued from page 1. Offended Smith in any manner, he would be willing to offer an apology and come to terms with the Negro's counsel. He further declared that he expected no difficulty in arranging an interview with Conley when he found the time fit. Remarking on that clause of the attorney's attack in which Smith states that if Burns comes to him as a gentleman, he would be willing to agree to terms, Burns said. Attorney Reuben Arnold, a senior member of Frank's defense, returned Saturday afternoon on the Southern New York to New Orleans Limited with Mrs. Arnold. He has been spending some time in New York after a trip to Washington where he pleaded a case before the United States Supreme Court. He declared, however, that during the entire journey he had nothing to do with the Frank case. He had not even made an effort to see either H.F. Becker or Mrs. Nina Formby, both of whom live in the vicinity of New York, and both of whom have furnished newly discovered evidence for the retrial plea to be submitted by the defense. Haven't kept in touch. In fact, he stated to reporters who met him at the terminal, I have not even kept in touch with developments even here in Atlanta. I have been too busy with other affairs. Attorney Luther Z. Rosser is also out of the city. At present he is in Gainesville, pleading a demurrer in a case before the courts of Hall County. He will return on next Monday, it was stated in his offices. Solicitor Dorsey is likewise out of the city. He is spending the weekend with his wife and children, who are visiting Mrs. Dorsey's parents, in Valdosta. Lawyers hold conference. Immediately after returning to Atlanta, Mr. Arnold went into the conference with attorneys Leonard Haas and Herbert J. Haas, in which Detective Burns was included. One object of the conference was to decide upon the idea of making public a portion of the new evidence recently gathered. It was finally decided to withhold the evidence for a few days to come, at which time it will be given to the newspapers. Sensational disclosures are promised by each of the attorneys for the convicted man. They have frequently declared that Frank's defense is in possession of newly discovered evidence that is literally mountainous. The exact date for the filling of the new trial plea has not yet been selected. It will be within the next week or 10 days, however possibly earlier. Neither of the attorneys was able to say last night. It is reported that a delay may result over the presence of Burns in the case, so as to include his findings in the retrial application. An interesting aspect was cast upon his connection with the Frank case by Detective Burns when he stated to a Constitution reporter that he was going to make no charges against anyone as a result of his investigation. Police Department, Conley's counsel, or the Office of Solicitor General will accuse no one. I will positively make no accusations, he declared. All that I will do, and all that I am expected to do, will be to show who murdered Mary Fagan, and that I will do to the satisfaction of everybody. Albert McKnight, the Negro witness, whose testimony is repudiated in an affidavit he makes for the defense, remains in Fairhaven Hospital, still unable to move from his bed. He refuses to see newspaper reporters, but his story is that he was not trying to leap from a moving train, but was struck by an engine while he was walking beside the railroad tracks in the vicinity of the McDaniel Street crossing. Upon his recovery, it is likely that he will be examined by members of the Police Headquarters Detective Bureau, or by Attach S to Solicitor Dorsey's staff.